The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra releases an album of music by one of its own today. Among the selections, pieces inspired by graffiti and travel and the choral work Miserere. GPB host Sarah Zaslaw brings us a preview.
My name is Michael Kurth. My title is bass player with the Atlanta Symphony. I'm also a composer and dog person. I guess the things that tie my music together are it's tonal, sometimes obsessively so. It's often very rhythmic, you know, hand drumming, shake your hips kind of way. One of the instructions I give myself sometimes when I'm writing is give it some hips. The Miserere is a 9-movement work for chamber chorus and chamber orchestra and mezzo-soprano soloist. It's based on Psalm 50 or 51, depending on which translation you're looking at. But it translates as, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. The style I've developed for this, I call modern primitive sacred spooky. Percussive and rhythmic and repetitive. Loops based, or like groove based.
By the rivers of Babylon,
I wanted to examine betrayal not just as victim, but as perpetrator. I think in the current political climate, it's really easy to blame and really tempting to assume you're on the side of right, regardless of which side of the political fence you're on. And with, you know, the news media being what it is and social media being what it is, we're all in these insular bubbles of rightness. My instinct is to question that. Every time I'm tempted to feel smug or self-satisfied about something or to hear someone else accused of something, to examine my own soul, my own conscience, and find out in what degree I'm guilty of that. So the Miserere is a real self-searching examination of where I am guilty. If I want to be honest with myself, I want to identify with Judas. I want to find out what I'm doing that betrays the better person that the universe would have me become. I have a wonderful librettist named Jesse Bridie, and I was really interested to hear what he would have to say about betrayal. It's such a universal theme. The concept made me reflect on some of the main characters in the New Testament who were betrayers, like Judas and Thomas who doubted and Peter who denied. His texts are so visceral, eviscerating, really. Some of his lines about how we cope, how we justify ourselves in our own spiritual insular bubbles, they just slay me. Sung by Kelly O'Connor, or the mezzo-soprano, for the most part. Lines like, you must cut out the tongues of the poor and unsee widows, unsee orphans. That's powerful stuff. I mean, is that what we do? I hope people find the music beautiful and moving and convicting. I hope it allows you insight into maybe the way whatever our God is or the universe or nirvana or perfection or the way our ideal selves look at us as we are and the faults it can find in us. I think the awareness of that is probably the first and biggest step towards solving it. And each of us contributing what we should instead of what we shouldn't to society and posterity and the universe.
Kurth. Kurth's Miserere appears on the all-new All Kurth album, Everything Lasts Forever. It comes out today from ASO Media and features the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chamber Chorus, soloist Kelly O'Connor and conductor Robert Spano. Our thanks to Sarah Zaslav for this segment. She's host of the ASO on GPB and Nightcap, airing on most GPB stations.